Your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's door2doororganics.com. Eat better, shop less. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here at American Freedom Network. This is morning, Friday morning, Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief. Good morning, Joel.
Good morning, Dr. Stan. It's good to be with you.
And what are we going to call, or what are we going to talk about this morning?
Well, I'm going to cover a few small issues before we get to the main one on how the markets are rigged. There's more and more evidence that the Israeli-Iran war is imminent. An outfit, Christian news station called Pajama News, Pajama TV, aired a video recently featuring an interview with Major General Paul Valley that has all the signs of government disinformation. General Valley recites tens of items on intelligence from the Middle East about Israel, Lebanon, Iran, and Syria, much of which has not been aired before. Now, retired generals just don't have this kind of access to detailed intelligence. In fact, it's illegal for the government to continue to give them access once they're retired. Obviously, this guy is a plant for the U.S. government and is getting a direct feed from them in order, you know, much of his information is probably true, but much of it is exaggerated in order to get the U.S. public prepared for a preemptive Israeli strike on Iran or Syria and Lebanon. This kind of material.
I just comment that clip you were describing is I have posted on my website. I think it's very important, and I agree with you totally. It's obvious a government disinformation program to prepare the American people for the coming war.
Yes, that's exactly what I was going to say. It's being disseminated, particularly in mainstream Christian broadcasting networks, to set the stage for evangelical Christians to support another big war in the Middle East. And you know, this guy comes across as very credible, and I'm sure he is, but you have to ask the proper questions. How is it that a retired general knows this kind of information?
And if you've seen his website, I think it's Stand Up America U.S., something like that. Stand Up America U.S. And it's obviously a lot of money went into that very well-done website. And where is he coming up with the money?
That's right. Also, big news, I'm sure you've covered this elsewhere, but the Ron Paul's audit the Fed language within the Senate bill was replaced by one-time limited audit. This is just an incredibly bad way to sabotage something like Ron Paul so that everybody, you know, I think it was 97-0, everybody voting for this audit of the Fed so they could appear to be wanting increasing transparency, but it only is a one-time audit, and it's a very limited audit, and I think it will be controlled. Obviously, they wanted to downgrade Ron Paul's amendment in the Senate, which was sponsored by David Vitter, and interestingly enough, Senator Bob Bennett, who just lost his re-election bid in a primary in Utah, was one of the original sponsors of the bill, and he voted against the Vitter Amendment. I guess he decided to cast aside any pretenses of being really on the conservative side once he had been defeated in the primary. Ron Paul is still a little optimistic about the potential audit in the Fed. There is the possibility that it can get reinstated during conference committees, but I doubt that, frankly, because the Fed is very powerful. The Fed doesn't want this audit, And Ron Paul's, of course, allows for a constant audit, that is, in the future as well, anytime the Congress wants, and they certainly don't want that. The people who get assigned to a conference committee to resolve the differences between House and Senate bills are always top compromisers, so I don't hold out much hope there. His last hope, though, is that, of course, they'll find enough dirt on the Fed in the single audit that it will open up the door for more audits. Still, we can't underestimate the power of this conspiracy to continue to lean on predictable politicians by Senator, like Senator Bennett to get this job or to get this audit out of the way. Speaking of Senator Bennett's defeat in the primary, this was a big success for the, not really the Tea Party movement, as one blogger said, let me see if I can find that quote. He didn't really, lose because of any Tea Party swell of any Tea Party movement. He said, one, he doesn't vote conservative regardless of what he says. Two, he didn't even respond, much less listen to his constituents. And three, Bennett proposed amnesty for illegals, which is a real sore point with Utahns. And four, he voted for TARP for his banker buddies. The Tea Party movement had absolutely nothing to do with Bennett's defeat. His voting record did that. And, of course, the powers that be are dead set against allowing the Tea Party movement to gain traction, and they want this victory overturned. Already, they're working hard to convince Bennett to run a write-in campaign. He can't run or pull the run as an independent trick like Joe Lieberman did after his primary defeat, because Utah law doesn't allow this. You have to declare whether you're independent or running for a party before, and you can't change that if you lose a primary. The mainstream establishment Republicans, of course, in Utah are making it out as if the great injustice has been done to Bennett by the radical right-wing extremists who got themselves elected in large numbers delegates to the Republican convention. See, in Utah, the primaries are determined by delegates. It's the representative system the founders wanted. It isn't a direct vote in a primary. It's done by the party, by delegates, and those who are savvy enough or want or active enough in politics to get elected as delegates are the ones who do the decisions. Good system, actually. You do get a higher degree of intelligent, knowledgeable people in a delegate system than you do in a direct election. But Deseret News and KSL-TV, Utah's most powerful mainstream news media, is known for always promoting anything that gains Utah more acceptance with the establishment world. And if Bennett stays in the race, they'll make sure he has plenty of free publicity. With that kind of backing and name recognition that Bennett already has, he could win a three-way race, or worse yet, hand the seat to a Democrat by splitting the Republican vote. So this is a bad news thing, but, the establishment is working overtime to defeat Rand Paul in his race for the Senate in Kentucky. They've got a 501c3 organization running all kinds of ads, throwing millions of dollars into the race. But it's interesting, it still isn't having much effect, the negative ads against Ron Paul. He's still showing well over a 12-point lead in the race, and it's interesting that the powers that be are starting to play up to him now, seeing that it's probably inevitable that he gets elected, and going to try to at least get him to work in a friendly manner with them.
We'll be back in just a moment here with Joel Scout.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. a well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Jambalaya reminds listeners that each year many seniors are overlooked. Show how much you care this winter by offering a ride to a religious service, a trip shopping, or check and see if their heating system is up to par. Help protect our seniors and remember a senior today. That's Jambalaya's. Enjoy the specials listed on our complete menu. Open hours that are convenient, so stop by soon for a family treat. That's Jambalaya's, 109 Colorado Avenue in Marino. And mention this message for 10% off. Call ahead for large orders, 970-522-1117. Donna and staff love our elderly.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Joel Skousen. Joel, pick the story up.
Well, we're talking about gearing up for the elections and how the powers that be want to sabotage the Tea Party movement, but it won't be denied certain successes, but ultimately they know that it won't hurt or won't help to get just a few staunch conservatives in. They can continue to handle you know, the things in Congress with a lot of liberals. Scott Brown has turned out to be like Olympia Snow, and other liberal rhino Republicans in Congress has not been good for the movement. Everything he does is very much in the establishment mode. The Kagan nomination is an important thing to discuss. We can forget about Kagan being a liberal activist. She is that, but more importantly, she's a complete yes woman to the establishment. Don't expect anything substantive from the confirmation hearings. It's all for show. All Supreme Court nominees know the drill. Never answer any question about your political and legal inclinations. Never answer any questions about gays or lesbians, race, political power, or presidential power, illegal immigration. No one is allowed to know, and no one is allowed to vote based upon ideology alone. Their supposed competence. But judging from her public record, America can be assured about only one thing about Kagan: that she will do the bidding of the powers that be. As Aaron Klein wrote for WorldNet Daily, Obama's nominee for the Supreme Court, Elena Kagan, helped shield Saudi Arabia from lawsuits filed by families of 9/11. Seeking to target countries and leaders who help finance al-Qaeda. I'm very concerned about her views on executive power and her views with respect to the separations of power, said Stephen Kozin, the lead attorney. I believe she must be asked questions about whether or not citizens who are attacked inside the U.S. have the right to file suits domestically against terrorism financiers. And then he, of course, counts how Kagan wrote a friend of the court brief against Kozin's lawsuit for the 9/11 families. But, you know, frankly, I don't buy that Saudi Arabia was acting alone here. They were actually acting on behalf of the dark side of the American government, which explains why the controlled courts refused to back Kozin's arguments. Kozin was arguing to bring this case before the Supreme Court after he'd been dismissed by a lower court and an appeals circuit court, which isn't strange, which had cited the Foreign Sovereign Immunities Act of 1976 as barring lawsuits against leaders of foreign governments. Kozin, however, documented how both the Supreme Court and the U.S. government briefs allowed for such lawsuits in the past, finding that the Immunities Act did not hold in similar cases where crimes had been committed against American people. Kagan's friend of the court brief argued Kozin's case would interfere with U.S. foreign policy. This is a typical stonewalling statement from government shills. She urged the Supreme Court not to hear the case, and true to fact, they did not hear the case. Mrs. Kagan was also a paid member of the Research Advisory Council of Goldman Sachs Global Market Institute, so she's in the pocket of the big financiers. This is just, you know, an establishment hack. She also has close connections to Larry Summers. She was professor at Harvard when Summers arrived from his work at the Treasury under Bill Clinton. He was involved in deregulating banks and derivatives to get the gambling moving in the markets. As President Summers of Harvard, he was there from 2001 to 2006. Kagan was made a full professor by Summers. Summers tapped her to be the dean of Harvard Law, despite overriding many more competent people. Her pet peeve, of course, there in her agenda was keep the American military and ROTC off the campus because she did not like their don't ask, don't tell policies. She also cast Sunstein, who was now an advisor to Obama, as a full professor at Harvard, and she also suggested the concept of marriage be discontinued. And this is the kind of person that they're going to try to get into the Supreme Court. But as I say, this is not like Ginsburg, who is just a radical leftist advocate. This is a person who's a clone for the government. And frankly, like many of the conservatives of the court, they will vote conservative, except when the government leans on them, such as in the Obama birth certificate case, and they wouldn't hear it, even though you know very well from some private statements that a few of the judges, like Scalia, mentioned that they knew that Obama was not a citizen, but they knew that they weren't supposed to touch it. Well, this Obama eligibility issue just won't seem to die. A poll recently came out, Washington Post, ABC, and they even tried to skew the poll by making this appear, you know, as obnoxious as possible, the concept that he might not be a citizen. But still, even among Democrats, one out of seven didn't believe that he was a citizen, that he was 77% of people of faith believed that he was, you know, that he should reveal where he is from. 31%, you know, said that they frankly believed that he wasn't an American-born citizen. You know, this is really hypocritical, as Lynn Stutter pointed out in News with Views, downplaying the birth certificate issue. More than one mother has had to produce a birth certificate to enroll in school, let alone to be president of the United States. But one of the problems, you know, and she says one military person has lamented that they too must produce a birth certificate to enlist in the military and on demand. The latest, of course, is Lieutenant Colonel Lakin, who was ordered to report for second tutor and refused, challenging Obama as not being legitimate commander-in-chief. But Lakin turned out to be an easy target of liberal debunking. Anderson Cooper this week on 360 program defended the computer-generated online image of the certificate of live birth that Obama is using. He vilified Lakin for not accepting this. He showed it on his screen and said, "There it is. You asked for a birth certificate, and there it is." Well, Lakin showed up with his attorney, who tried to do most of the talking. Cooper, realizing that Lakin was not well-spoken, kept cutting off the attorney and demanding that Lieutenant Colonel Lakin speak for himself. It was kind of sad. Lakin failed to show that he even knew the difference between a Hawaii birth certificate and a certificate of live birth, which is a mere certification by a parent without any witnesses, thus easy to falsify. That issue never was brought up. Now, you can't tell me that Anderson Cooper didn't know the difference, but he wasn't about to put it out and probably had Lakin on because he had read Lakin's arguments and knew that Lakin didn't know the difference. People who try challenging the lack of a birth certificate are always going to be hit with this lesser version, the certificate of live birth, which the media would have everyone think is the same as a birth certificate. The media knows the difference, but they won't admit it unless someone like Lakin has the smarts to bring it out when challenged. And as I say, that's most likely the reason that Cooper decided to have someone like Lakin on. He wouldn't have had someone like you or myself on who knew the difference and would have embarrassed him. But one of the latest things, of course, to come out, the most embarrassing piece, is Obama's Social Security number is a Connecticut number, a state in which he has never lived. So how do you get a Social Security number from Connecticut? Well, it had to be obtained illegally, purchased through the black market, it's common with Mexican illegal aliens, or given to him by the government when he worked as a CIA undercover agent. to give him legal status. So in any case, the evidence continues to mount that this guy, Obama, is a fraud of a president. Another big accounting change in the health care bill. If the health care bill doesn't get overturned or changed, there's an avalanche of business-to-business 1099 forms that will soon be required. Tucked into this evil piece of legislation is a requirement that every non-tax-exempt business in the United States will have to provide by January 31st of every year an information return 1099 form for every payee to which it makes an aggregate payment of $600 or more during any calendar year. Can you imagine, Dr. Stan, the tremendous avalanche of paperwork that would require? Just incredible.
We just go from bad to worse, I'm afraid.
Well, obviously, everyone will be brought under these draconian paperwork requirements, and the IRS knows that will allow them to track unreported income, and that's exactly what they're looking for, is a way to shut down the black market economy, which increasingly grows as the government becomes more tyrannical.
Well, it's just going to be very interesting to see what happens when the states bring their lawsuits saying that they don't want to participate in it, and challenging the constitutionality of this program, which really has no justification under the Constitution.
Well, what I worry about, Dr. Stan, is that this consolidated lawsuit, they're all banding together under Florida in this lawsuit, that's a good way to get a lawsuit compromised if you hire some big gun attorneys and they sabotage the case by not giving the strong arguments. Then you can lose, and then everybody loses, and then a precedent is set. So I'm very, very skeptical of the big name people that are having defend this thing.
I fear you're probably right. We'll just have to wait and see how it plays out. But there's no better way to defeat a piece not legislation, but a lawsuit than to buy off the attorneys.
Well, that's right. And obviously, you know, when you tell these people, oh, we've got to afford these great big expensive attorneys who charge huge fees and things, are very rarely ever principled. I don't know of one, in fact. You know, we know the list of the attorneys who really will defend these things. People like Bill Olson out of Virginia is just a great constitutional attorney that could, you know, put out the great arguments, but they pick these standard, high-profile establishment attorneys to defend something, and I'm just very, very fearful that this thing could turn around and come back to bite us.
I share your concern.
Well, the main story of the World Affairs Brief today is rigging the markets, how they do it. While the rest of the world struggles financially, it seems strange that the four largest U.S. banks have made record profits this quarter, not just on average throughout the quarter, but every single trading day, making as much as $100 million a day. Is this too good to be true? Indeed it is. No one can do this consistently in these markets unless they're part of a special group of insiders that are allowed access to market information at the exchanges that no one else has. Normal people get sent to jail for trading on inside information, but not these guys. That's because they control the regulators, they control the Treasury, they control the Fed, and they have, you know, they've worked out a system to play this game. It's a very sophisticated game. As much as I've studied, I still don't understand all the ins and outs of these very sophisticated trades. I mean, some of their tricks are they're able to execute trades after hours, even after the exchange is closed. Even during regular exchange hours, they're given priority to execute trades based on foreknowledge of what others are about to do. I mean, I covered this in the brief about a month ago, is that when these computerized trades come in, those computerized trades are delayed for a few minutes and executed while the insiders get a chance to put their bets in or their trades in, to take advantage of what these other traders are doing. I mean, this is just as illegal as can be. But it goes on all the time. And with access to near zero-rate interest rate money from the Fed. They can use naked shorts. Naked shorts are when you short something, you normally have to borrow the stock from someone and then pay it back. If the stock price goes down, you make money, and if it goes up, you lose money. But you can make naked shorts. That allows them not to put up any money at all. And naked hedges, they can drive the markets in either direction with no money at all, just to place a bet. And the markets accept that bet as if it was real cash. This is like money creation in private hands. Of course, that's what the Fed is, money creation in private hands. I'm against money creation, period, even from government. Anyway, the financial world is starting to wake up, but there's nothing they're going to be able to do about it. The manipulators control, as I said, all the regulators. And even the SEC chief, a woman, said, I don't even understand how derivatives work.
Well, that will be back in just a moment here with Joel Skous.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our guest this morning is Joel Skous. Before we get back to the SEC and the way that the big banks are simply ripping off the system, Joel, why don't you get out information on World Affairs Brief, how people could get a trial copy, and perhaps go ahead and subscribe to it.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. My World Affairs Brief comes out every Friday. It's my internet news analysis service. There's a modest subscription price for it, but people can get a free sample issue. they would like to see how to, if they'd like to subscribe, they can email me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. That's editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. And
I can certainly recommend this. I look forward to it every week when it comes, and an entirely different slant on what's going on and covering many of the major issues that face us today. And then the other thing is, of course, Joel has three books that he's written on strategic relocation and the secure home, and we carry those books. Would you like just to touch briefly on what those books are?
Yes. In my previous career as a high security architect, I put down all of my body of knowledge into three books. When I retired from that, my major magnum opus is called The Secure Home, 700-page book, everything from A to Z about high security construction and self-sufficiency, from everything from generators to solar and water power, and how to do specialty secure rooms, fallout shelters. Every one of those things is contained in this book in a do-it-yourself manner. Another book that's very popular is Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places, which covers my advice taken from consulting with many people over 30 years about how to relocate or develop contingency plans if they can't relocate to provide retreats or best locations within metropolitan areas in order to be safe from the inevitable social unrest that will someday come. And the last book is a safe room how-to book, a full set of architectural plans on how to do an in-house safe room with concealed entrances, which is very interesting. So all of these things are available at Radio Liberty. And there's an 800 number, isn't there, Dr. Stan, to call?
800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927.
Yes, well,
you were talking about this woman from the SEC when faced with the fact that these banks are able to trade and they always make money, sometimes as much as $100 million a day. But every day for the first quarter, they consistently made money. That's amazing.
Well, that's right. And, you know, when she was challenged by Congress about how do you explain these things, said, well, I really don't understand, you know, all the complexities of derivatives. And that's somewhat understandable, but certainly someone who runs the SEC should understand. I mean, that should be their major avocation, is understanding all these things. But it's pretty easy to snooker these people. I think they are controlled. They know how to shut down an investigation, like Bernie Madoff, to keep it from coming to the forefront. But frankly, this is more than just having access to nearly free money from the Fed and investing, turning around and investing it in government bonds at 3% and doing a carry trade or getting, you know, the interest difference. You don't make $100 million a day that way. You make $100 million a day by manipulating the market, by shorting the market, and by engaging in the kinds of things that happened in the subprime mortgage market. As I say, the use of hedging and doing naked shorts on the market has become very, very pernicious. And it's the application of credit default swaps or derivatives, these particular types of derivatives that are more similar to insurance policies, that allow these kinds of naked shorts to take place. Because in essence, what they're doing is, in all of these high finance maneuvers, they're taking out insurance on the maneuver, to which they pay a premium of some 10 to 20% depending on the insurance policy. And that they're guaranteed that what it's done, it's like when you do a short in the market. And that is that you make a bet that the stock is going to go down within a certain short-term time frame. And if it doesn't, if it goes up, for example, you borrow the stock, you've got to give it, and they actually don't have it. They've got to go out and buy the stock at the higher price, and they lose money. But you see, if you have a derivative on this guaranteeing this, then at worst, you're going to have to pay the premium, because the guaranteed price is in the derivative. And it's a credit default swap is really a swapping of it's actually a bet on a bet of interest rates going up or down, and there's a premium involved, and so in essence it allows them to limit their losses to no less than 10%, and it takes away the timing factor so that they don't have to worry about whether or not the short goes down within the time frame, that they can continue to hold this bet out for longer periods of time and only pay the principal or the premium on insurance. And what's really illegal about these default swaps and derivatives is that the companies like AIG and Goldman Sachs who were issuing the insurance policies weren't putting up any money. And that's why when these policies started to go bad, guaranteeing the credit the bonds that were created on subprime mortgages, they simply had the government bail out the insurance companies so that they could, in essence, pay off the insurance holders at 100% on the dollar so that no one had to take any losses except the American taxpayer who did the bailouts. So it's a real evil system, and it has been completely crafted to allow these big banks and insiders to make billions and billions of dollars when no one else could do the same.
Agreed. You know, somebody once said what they're doing is privatizing the profits and publicizing the losses. In other words, we pay the losses, they make the profit.
So let's go through a little bit more in detail here about how these things actually happen, how they short the market, how it's made simpler by credit default swaps. This is mostly the work of a guy named Steve Eisman, who's written a book about it now, about selling short. Well, it started out with a bond dealer, a subprime dealer at Deutsche Bank, who was pushing bonds against out the window trying to sell them, and he comes to Steve Eisman and he says, I want you to short sell the bonds that I'm going to sell you, the subprime mortgage bonds. Eisman didn't understand. Lippman wasn't just a bond salesman, he was a bond trader. And in my entire life, he said, I never saw a sell guy, come in and say, short my market. Because sell guys are trying to always convince you, sell because it's going to go up. And he comes in and says, short, you know, my market. But this was incredible how they did this. This was clear back in 2006 before the thing collapsed. They
Hold
knew
that
thought.
We'll be back here in just a moment at the American Freedom Network.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, I stand here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief, the last segment for this morning. Go right ahead, Joel.
Well, we're talking about the research on how this pyramid scheme was developed between subprime mortgages, credit default swaps as insurance for them, and then collateralized debt obligations, which grew this whole thing as much as 10 times larger than it was just with the subprime mortgages. But here's what happened. Essentially, Greg Lippmann of Deutsche Bank was the one who started the idea of betting. Well, he didn't start the idea of subprime mortgages. This was started, of course, by the whole mortgage industry by attempting to find more buyers. Once they'd run out of legitimate buyers who could really afford to buy a house, they talked Congress into giving them a mandate to make cheap and affordable housing available to people. And one of the ways to do that was to make the loans cheaper. You can't really make houses much cheaper than what they are, but you can make it easier for people to get in them when they shouldn't be getting in, by making no down and ARM-type mortgages, which are adjustable-rate mortgages. But anyway, the people in this movement saw all of these subprime mortgages being resold in the secondary market, and they decided that it was going to slow down. And once it started to slow down, there was going to be a major default, because most people were keeping up their mortgage payments by appreciation in the house, and they were taking out second mortgages, going deeper into debt. So by buying credit default swaps on the worst subprime mortgages, in essence, they solved the timing problem. That is, that they could continue to bet that the mortgages would default, and it didn't matter when they were going to default. They didn't have to bet on it next week or next month. They could just hold that bet, because all they had to do was pay the premiums on the insurance, and they could keep going. And, of course, this allowed them to make the bet without laying down hardly any cash up front, only for the premium. So that's what increased, you know, instead of buying these mortgages outright, all they had to do was commit to buy them and buy insurance against them. And it became a pyramid scheme, because you didn't have to put down the full amount of money. And then what they did was create other types of bonds based upon these mortgage slices, these triple B or triple A mortgages. And in order to sell those collateralized debt instruments, what they called CDOs, they had to get into bed with the rating agencies to take these bonds that were made up of BBB bonds and rate them as triple A bonds in order to get them sold. And nobody cared, you see, if they were being overrated, because Goldman Sachs, Lehman Brothers, and UBS would sell these people on the fact that you buy insurance on these. So if they go down, so what? You get paid in insurance. The only problem was, none of the companies like Goldman Sachs actually had the money to pay off these insurance policies. They were creating insurance policies under derivatives that were just inventions, just contracts, agreements to pay an insurance fund, but they didn't have any money to back that up, except the supposed billions that they had been making. Looking at their balance sheet, what they didn't reveal to the investors was the fact that they'd already committed most of those profits to payment to executives, these exorbitant payments. And they showed them as liabilities, because they'd not actually paid out this money to their executives. They were, in fact, using this money as payments in advance in order to keep their balance sheet looking better. I mean, it was just a scam from beginning to end. And you say, well, why can't you throw these people in jail? Because they had worked through controlled legislators in Congress to make sure that none of this stuff, or very little of this stuff, was actually illegal. They weren't required to put down any money like normal insurance policies are. They weren't required to make good on these guarantees. And when they were threatened with lawsuits to make good on these derivative guarantees, that's when the Fed came in and Goldman Sachs talked Timothy Geithner, the very man to give to bail out AIG so that they could pay Goldman Sachs and Lehman Brothers and others 100 cents on the dollar instead of taking 20 cents on the dollar in bankruptcy court if AIG had in fact gone bankrupt. So it was a huge swindle all the way around. And now these people are the most wealthy banks. They have the money to play with to continue to make billions of dollars, maximum profits. And they make those profits on the volatility of the market, which they themselves create. They can manipulate these markets up and down through hedge funds, through shorting the market and drive it back up and down. That's exactly what happened last Thursday when there was a 1,000-point drop in the markets. People claimed it was a glitch or a computer trading or there wasn't enough stops. It was pure market manipulation. It drove the market down. Then they bought in long and made money going down and then made money going up. This was just as evil as it could be.
Well, that's the way the system works, and that's why the average person should not be in the stock market, because it's rigged.
That's right, and as I said yesterday, I had a client call me and say, I just wish I had an investment advisor who knew as much about the conspiracy as we did. And I said, well, if he did, he wouldn't be in the markets, just like I'm not in the markets. I mean, nobody should be in the markets knowing how much they are rigged. So if anyone really wants to get a sample copy of this issue today, they can email me at editor@worldaffairsbrief. This is quite a complex issue, but I haven't seen anywhere else where someone has laid out so completely as I have today in this brief how they rigged the markets. Well, the Greek bailout on an international scale isn't going to solve anything either. The EU has simply thrown $1 trillion at the problem to make the symptoms go away temporarily. But the debt is still there. There's no increased economic engine of production that's going to make the debt go away or make it easier for Greece to pay their debt. In order to do so, they would have to free up their markets, and they would have to cut costs of government, what's called austerity measures. And even if they were sufficient, it would take years and years to get back on a sound footing. And these austerity measures they're requiring are not anywhere near sufficient, and the Greek public is rioting and not accepting them. I mean, in a democracy, when you have a benefit-corrupted majority, there's no way that politicians can get reelected by cutting back welfare benefits. And so with a few cutbacks they're proposing, these people are just rioting and protesting. Entrenched socialism simply will not allow real cutbacks in government spending.
Well, we're out of time. We'll talk to you next week, Joel. Thanks very much.
Bye-bye. My pleasure, Stan.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245. The Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 970-482-5046. 970-482-5046. Your family deserves wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it.
Door-to-Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
Well, Dr. Stan here, I hope you enjoyed our conversation with Joel, but the thing you have to understand is that the financial markets are rigged, that our government is controlled by large banks. We have a book written in 1899 by Mr. Walther called The Coming Battle, and the basic theme in 1899 was the banks are moving to take control of our government. We have a letter that I found in Colonel House's papers back at Yale University that President Roosevelt sent to Colonel House in November of 1933, in which he said, as you and I know, Colonel, certainly financial elements and large centers has owned the government since the days of Andrew Jackson, and we're going to go through another battle, the same battle that Andrew Jackson went through 100 years ago, only this is going to be on a much larger scale. We have a pamphlet. It's called The Prophetic Warning, and it's basically Andrew Jackson's address when he left the presidency in 1837. And we actually, of course, put this into five newsletters. We put them together in a pamphlet. Well worthwhile reading with our comments on what Andrew Jackson said about the battle at that time. Well, of course, that was, 160 years ago. And basically the same battle today, only now the banks are in complete and total control. And you have a small number of banks that really control our government, but behind them are the powerful spiritual forces. They tie into the Trilateral Commission. Who's in the Trilateral Commission? Only 87 people. Why, the head of Goldman Sachs, the head of J.P. Morgan Chase, the head of Citigroup, the head of the Bank of Israel, the head of the Bank of Canada. This is the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission. And, of course, the people who control President Obama. And until you understand that there is a cabal that controls the United States, according to Barry Goldwater in his book With No Apologies, and incidentally we have secondhand copies of that book, you can get them through Radio Liberty. Wife, and you need to read that book With No Apologies, written in 1979. Barry Goldwater said their goal is to take over the political government of the United States. And, ladies and gentlemen, they have done it. And you can get my pamphlet on Prophetic Warning. You can get Barry Goldwater's book, a secondhand copy from us. You can get Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, where he talks about banks, how they create money out of nothing, how they work through secret meetings to take over control of the government so they can run them in a feudalistic fashion. And ladies and gentlemen, you are to be a feudal slave, a serf, in this wonderful new world that's coming. That's on page 324 of Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time. Barry Goldwater's remarks about taking over the political government of the United States, page 280 of his book. We have them both available, and so much more. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to get Joel Skousen's three books, already one of them, and we also have an excellent DVD, talk that Joel Skousen gave when he was at the conference, the Euro conference, earlier this year. So this is all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Let me remind you, the conspiracy conference, June 5th and 6th in Santa Clara, and you can find the telephone number to call on the internet at conspiracycon.com. Conspiracycon.com. Don't forget the Radio Liberty Conference on the 17th of October. Well, Friday, no, Monday. Dr. Stan, please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. With you again on Monday.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places, and In His Hands. Three Praise and Worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245.